All right, welcome back to the podcast.
Already? Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting right fucking into it.
Oh, we're smoking all the weed here.
Yeah. Welcome back, Insanely Chill. Today, we have boring Noel Miller.
Okay. All right.
You haven't been on in a long time.
I haven't been on in a long time.
Yeah.
How are we going to switch it up?
What do you mean?
It's not like our podcast.
I don't know. Well,
I mean, yeah, Victor's here.
Let's have another guest.
Okay, yeah.
Victor Pope Jr. Comedian. Hilarious dude.
Thank you, man.
How's it going?
Y'all are pretty funny too, man.
Oh, thanks, bro.
Thanks. Come on.
I mean, let's not skip past the most important credit that Victor is the lead in the Disney film Cadet Kell. It's got an awesome cast.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Directed by Tyler Perry. Steve Harvey produced the entire thing.
Really?
I have a great Sky P. Jackson.
Okay.
And I have a great co-star in Lil Bibby.
That's crazy.
He's a Chicago rapper. He just came out with a really Freak Crack 3.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a good co-star.
Crazy that Disney would take a chance on.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's dope. But you know, a lot of people say that, like, Lil Bibby, like, he's going to be in a Disney movie, but he has so much acting chops. And
really?
He's really been...
Big heart, too, probably, right?
Yeah, man. He's just dope. Me, him, and actually Tyler Perry got really close. We actually went on a trip just, like, amongst, like, the...
Yeah.
People putting everything
cast.
together. We actually got into a dice game.
Wow. What was that like?
Fucking... Tyler Perry, I don't know. You ever met somebody good at gambling?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how are you good at a game of chance?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Tyler Perry.
Okay.
It's probably because of all that money he's got. He can just.
That's probably what it is.
He's developed a skill.
Yeah.
He's
and
rich.
Actually, something I noticed, like when he shoots dice, he doesn't have knuckle hair. So like aerodynamically, I think he might wax his knuckle hair and I think it works.
All right. That's the trick.
Was it a good experience shooting the movie? And when's it out? When's it coming out?
We're aiming for 2019 fall.
We are? What do you mean? Are you also?
Just the entire
Okay, I
team,
see. Yeah, yeah. Fall
but
2019.
You, with movies, you fucking never know.
You just never
right.
know.
Yeah.
It's so much bullshit that's lost in them.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, you know, make sure you go like and support Cadet Kell on all social media. We need this thing to come out because this is just, it's a great opportunity for Vic, for Lil Bibby. Yeah.
And for people who don't know, you know, Cadet Kell is pretty much, it's not a reboot, but it's a different take and a continuation of Cadet Kelly, the movie that Hillary Duff was in.
Amazing that they would go with a male lead.
Holy shit.
You know, to totally flip it on his head.
Yeah.
So, oh man. So, I mean,
that's amazing, dude.
You have done a lot on the internet, I would say.
Yeah.
Are we not going to acknowledge that this is fake?
What? What's fake? No, Cadet Kell is is just the realest it could be.
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah. Dude, I'm fucking in tears right now. Knuckle hair? Tyler Perry has no knuckle hair?
He doesn't cut any corners. He gets his knuckle hair wet.
Could you imagine just going into an Asian nail shop? All right. Don't fuck the nails. I just want you to hit the knuckle hair only. Okay?
Got a dice game coming.
The thing is, you got to pluck them.
Yeah.
You can't shave it because then it'll come back thicker.
Right.
So you got to pluck the knuckle
Individual,
hair.
Yeah.
And real painful stuff, but worth it.
Then get acupuncture after to make sure the pores don't reopen.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, that's for the neck.
Yeah.
Oh. You do acupuncture in the knuckles for the neck.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you've done a significant amount of trolling, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
I really hate that term, trolling.
Performance art.
I think you're one of the people. I want to know what you think about like Instagram as a comedy platform, because there's people like you, and like the only other person I can think of is people like Josh Kennedy, where you have you guys have like long, like running bits,
mm-hmm.
where it's not just like one off videos. It's like you're utilizing the platform for something like bigger, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know if you saw the shit with Josh getting punched in the face recently.
Yeah.
That whole thing. And then what's the
Deborah Jo Rupp?
Yes. You're doing edit Deborah Jo Rupp.
Yeah.
Rupp edits.
I love Deborah Jo Rupp. I told my friends I was giving up comedy. I said, you know, because I did take a 2-year break from making any content on the internet. I said, I thought it was because I no longer wanted to do sketch comedy anymore, but now that I've started doing it again, it's because I don't want to do comedy at all. So now I know what I want to do. I want to dedicate my page to Deborah Jo Rupp. And my fans were like, what the fuck? I lost like 2,000 followers. Immediately. And then I started posting like pictures of her and, you know, edits and...
edits?
Yeah. And then I posted my most recent video. I posted, I was crying. And Deborah Jo Rupp's team pretty much told me to keep her name out of my mouth. And
I mean,
people were like in my comments, oh my God, you're going to make it through this? You don't have to do comedy if you don't want to do comedy. It's like, yo. And I really appreciate that because I really needed to hear that.
I'm just imagining some of these people going to work on Monday being like, do you know who Victor Pope Jr. is? So sad. He tried to convert his page to a Deborah Jo Rupp account.
And everyone's pissed off about it.
Pissed off about
it. She doesn't get enough love. I'm with him.
Yeah.
I support him. She does not get enough love. That 70s show was a great fucking show, and she killed it in that show.
Yeah, I wanted to clarify. Kitty from that 70s show. Anybody, who the fuck is Deborah?
How did you pick Deborah Jo Rupp?
To be honest, sometimes I just scroll through my pictures and I'm like, okay, I feel like fucking with my followers today.
She and was just in there.
But how do you? Why was she in your photos?
I took a picture of her on my laptop because she was. I saw her appear in This Is Us.
Okay.
Oh, all
and
right.
Because I sent it to my to this girl and I was like, yo, she's fucking fine. I really do. You know, she looks good for her age. Yeah. I wish Kitty was a fucking cougar.
Oh my.
And I would fuck with her too. Oh, but I was like, yeah, I guess this is what I'm doing today.
When I read that post halfway down, I thought it was serious. I was like, what is it? He's quitting comedy? What?
Cody's about to write a comment. Wait, hold on, Vic.
Wait, yeah. I just love like thinking about the people that actually fall for this shit.
Yeah.
Like even with like the Josh Kennedy thing where it's like he was like the first post that he did was like 98% real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the fight video.
Yeah.
There's still like a little bit of you that's like, all right, skeptical. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
But
yeah.
Like for the people that actually fall for the fact that you're doing Deborah Jo Rupp edits, do you even want those people following you in the first place?
Yes.
Well, I think it's like, I think when I do that, because I get a lot of new followers, like something like, you know, I do a video blows up or some shit and I get a bunch of new followers. And I see it as like a fraternity. Because a lot of my followers get it and they're laughing at the followers who don't.
Yeah.
And the more I do it, the more my followers get it. But then I get new followers and they're like, you must be new here. And they're getting hazed a little bit.
That's what it is.
Comedic hazing.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty good term for it.
So good. Yeah. I like
then
this.
Once you're in on the joke.
Oh, it's hilarious.
And you're like that much more dedicated to like whoever's doing the jokes and shit like that.
Yeah. Man. I like that, and I like what Josh does, like how you guys kind of like, I like the idea of taking Instagram and not being serious. You know what I'm saying? Because everyone on Instagram, me included.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, with Josh, I talked to Josh about it. You know, we love Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
And, you know, he always took the piss out of people.
And, yeah.
You know, I just love going to the fucking extreme. Like,
yeah.
Please believe me.
Yeah. Like how far can you push it?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck with that.
Instagram, and I think Instagram's a great place for that. Like you said, because people take it so seriously.
Yeah.
And everyone takes it so seriously.
Yeah.
It's people's careers.
Yeah.
So to go on there and just be like, I'm a comedian, I'm just going to fuck around with the medium.
Yep.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I shit you not. This girl was like, you should do, she's a fan of you and Danny. She was like, you should do YouTube videos. Like
where you make fun of shit?
Like YouTube, like Danny and Cody. And I was like, I like Instagram a lot.
Yeah.
Like I used to hate Instagram, but I can just fuck with people more, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. How do you feel about, do you guys feel like the Instagram comedy thing, like that main page comedy, do you think that's going to die anytime soon? Mm-hmm. Or do you think it's just going to be
no,
forever?
Of course not. I think it should be there though. I definitely approve of it.
Yeah.
It makes me look good. I don't know. I'm not the guy who's like scoffs at like bad comedians. Please exist. Because like, you know,
it gives us something to make fun of.
Yeah,
that too.
And like, you know, it's like I'm it makes me look nice, you know, like a pretty girl having ugly friends.
Yeah.
I just wish there was I wish people like you and Josh got like more recognition on Instagram the way it is right now. It's like impossible, right? Like you guys were like Vine. It was like very well known who the funny people were.
Yeah.
And Instagram is just dominated by like the explore page and everything where it's just like, it's just so much like clutter. It's like bad shit, but it's also like hot girls and workout videos and like a whole bunch of, you know, it's everything. It's
It is a mess.
And people carve out their own niches, but it's like, you can't get mainstream unless you're fucking Supreme Patty.
But
being underrated, you know, you get like a hardcore following, but
that's true.
Also being overrated, get the same thing.
Yep. That's true. It's like it's definitely two sides of the same coin. I think it's crazy how long though, like guys like Batch and stuff have like been just doing kind of the same premise for this long and it still makes a shitload of money.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, maybe not these days.
I don't know if it does. You don't think? Maybe. I don't know.
I think it makes money in the way that like it attracts like that middle 30%.
Yeah.
So it's like they have like that huge, you have the numbers, right? Whatever it is. It's the, I just don't know how many ways you can flip cheating.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They've been doing, I'm bad at relationship sketches for a minute now.
I know. Yeah. It's like, all right, go to counseling or something.
Holy fuck. I think Betch is funny. I think some of his old YouTube shit is funny. Actually, Betch is funny. Betch is funny.
He actually is a funny person.
Yes,
like,
he is.
And I think his acting is great.
Yeah. He's a hilarious actor.
Yeah, he's good.
For sure.
He's a great comedic actor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Betch.
Yeah. I mean, and he's not like, you know, I watched him do stand-up like way early, like when he was trying to do it. And like he's self-aware. You know, like his big joke then was like, I'm popular on Vine, which is like being the third member of Destiny's Child. Like that was like one of his openers. So, you know, he's not like completely devoid of, although the rape sketches are a little, the rape sketches are hella common.
Yeah.
That's just such a weird premise to be like, all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
This fella, sit around. I got an idea.
And then we force her to, hold up. There's not one dude in that crew. Yeah. It's like, let's rewrite this.
Let's back up the,
they raped that guy. Yeah, guys, I don't think this is a good idea. He doesn't say shit out.
Yeah, like,
all right, Holden.
You know what? you don't like this? Tie him down.
We're gonna make you do this sketch. Comedy rape.
You thought them 15 seconds we was playing. Nah, it's real up here.
Jesus Christ.
That took a turn.
Yeah, wow. How were the shows you guys did?
Yeah. It was, who was on these shows for everyone who doesn't know?
Nicoletti was on it, Casey Fry, Cole Hirsch, me, and it was produced by Regal Joe. He's amazing. Everybody's so good.
So they were good?
Oh, the shows were good.
Yeah.
First night was like, the crowd was like, but they were still, you know, they were into it. But the second, it was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It was great shows. Everybody's so comedically talented.
How many people were there?
We had two shows that were both sold out. I think the theater was like 120 seats.
Damn.
So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's a good size.
Yeah, it was a good size. It was dope.
Did you do anything new?
I did everything new.
Okay, nice.
You wrote a whole new set for it?
Uh-huh.
How long? How many minutes?
I've done shit that I haven't tried on an actual crowd. Like, I've tried some shit that I, because, you know, if some shit works at an open mic, you don't really know if it's really going to work.
Yep.
You know, comedians, if they laugh at it, it might be too dark for an actual audience.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yep.
You know, might be too clever.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you know, sometimes comedians just, they don't laugh because they think it's funny. They laugh so they want other comedians to know that they got the joke. Like, oh, that was funny.
Yep.
And it was clever, so I'm clever because I got it.
Yep.
You know? So, I tried some shit that worked at open mics, and it worked there too. So I was like, oh, that's dope. And I tried some shit that I just wrote in my room. I was like, let's see. Let's hope this works. Because I knew it was going to be like an easier crowd because we do like comedy clubs and shit where people don't know who the fuck you are.
Yep.
So when we did the shows, I was like, everybody's really, not everybody, but most people there are going to know who I am.
Yeah.
Because it's like the internet crowd.
So, mm-hmm.
So was it, you said the first night the crowd was kind of like.
Yeah, the crowd was, Well, I thought the crowd was great. Like after the first night, I was like, oh, this is one of the best crowds I ever had.
Yeah.
But that's because I do shit at like comedy clubs and nobody wants to fucking be there.
Yeah.
And after the second night, I was like, oh man, that first night, that crowd sucked.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But it was, you know.
Why? Because people were just like, what?
Well, I think it was not that the first night sucked. It was that the second night, it was just so good. They were just so much more into it. And crowds, it's so weird because, you know, you never know. Crowds are so fucking unpredictable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, what works one night won't work another night. And the performance is the same. But crowds are interesting.
So you didn't practice any of this shit you wrote? Like,
we're taking a quick break to thank our sponsor, TMG Studios. And before you say anything, yes, it's completely fine that my own production company sponsored my own podcast. Daddy's got to scratch his own back sometimes. When you sign up for TMG Studios, you don't just get ad-free episodes of Insanely Chill, you get all of our shows ad-free. And with the Studios tier, you get access to hundreds of unfiltered bonus episodes from our other shows like Brooke and Connor and TMG. So go to tmgstudios.tv and sign up for TMG Studios tier to get access to ad-free and bonus episodes.
In your room, it was just all new bits, so you just got up there and did it?
Oh, yeah, I practiced, but you don't.
I mean like open mic.
Oh, yeah, nah.
Are you still doing open mics at all?
I fucking hate open mics. I think open mics are dead.
Yeah, we should. Let's talk about that for a second. Hot take. Open mics are
dead.
Yeah.
Were they ever alive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, they're. I've been to mics where they're like, they're dope. I've always talked about this one up in North Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And it's like a lot of Comedy Store guys got down up there. And that was the most productive mic I ever did. Because I do jokes and then they would tag it as I'm doing it. And like it was like a feedback thing. So I'd tell it, and then some dude in the back would be like, yo, that's funny, but the premise is weak. You know, twist that up. And then like I would do another joke, and then some guy in the back would be like, they'd laugh, and they'd be like, that one's too dark. Like, that's not going to work on a crowd.
Hmm.
But and the mics we go to.
Yeah, that's an anomaly.
Yeah, that's super rare. The mics we've been to is like, I think that's the standard.
Every other comedian is just waiting to go up and they're looking around like, you know, or in their head, they're critiquing it, but in their head, like, I would have done that joke this way.
Yep.
You know, it's a funny contradiction where it's like you're supposed to use open mics to practice, but you don't actually get any, besides like holding the mic in your hand and delivering your jokes. There's really no like experience in front of a crowd because the crowd is just like the other comedians. They don't want to laugh at the shit you're doing.
Yeah.
But I think the best part of, not seeing if a joke works is the most useful part of a mic now is like getting used to people not laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Cause then if you can sit in that awkward or know how to deal with that, and if you can get comics to come out of their shell, then like you'll be comfortable on stage.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like you can't flinch when the joke bombs. Like you gotta be able to look everyone in the eyes and be like, I'm going to be up here for another 15 fucking minutes and you're going to laugh.
That's what it is. People
or not.
People,
or not. I'm going to be up here.
Yeah, I'm
going to
be up here, bitch.
A lot of comedians are just too scared of silence.
Yeah.
You got to fucking take that in. And I think that's what open mics are good for. But other than that, open mics are dead.
Yep. Yeah. So like you just haven't gone. Yeah. I don't find them productive.
Most like actual working comedians are like, I don't fucking.
Yeah. Yep.
I just try to get booked to a certain amount of shows.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it just, I mean, I don't know. Like when we were hitting them, just so everyone else knows, like it was Vic, Cody, me, and then Trevor Wallace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love Trevor.
Yeah. It was the four of us just hitting mics, and we do this, every Wednesday, every Tuesday, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, out of 3 hours, maybe one of us got to go up once.
Yeah.
For
2 minutes. Yeah.
It's like the biggest waste of time.
Yeah. Everyone, I mean, most people don't know that. Yeah. Open mics are a lottery. So it's like, you don't just go and get to go up. Like you write your name down, then they pull it out of a hat and then they pull 20 names and then the opener is going to do 5 minutes. And then there's 2 minutes in between everybody's set. And it just gets so depressing. Like if you're not in
the most depressing place in the fucking world.
It really is.
Yeah. It like, God damn it. It feels so dead end sometimes.
But which is interesting because, you know, because I don't know, I have friends who are like, you know, when you start doing shows and bringing your audience out, you know, I kind of want to like try it out. And I'm like, I kind of want you to go through that hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Open mics. I want you to go through that fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Time. Cause you kind of have to. It's like working in the mailroom or whatever, an agency. It's like, at a certain point, like tradition, there's something to be said about like the grind and like having to actually go through that to make you like appreciate. And I haven't even scratched the surface on that shit. You know what I mean? There's been people that have been doing that for fucking years, going to open mics.
Yep. I've been doing it since 2013.
Yeah. Like, it's insane.
Yeah. I think I started 2014. I started a little after you.
Even if it's inefficient, it's like, it still makes you appreciate comedy as a medium, or maybe hate it. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I was terrible when I first started. I wouldn't even tell jokes. I would just like say weird premises and then just like stare at the room. So like,
just kind of squint. Like,
yeah.
Does anyone find that interesting?
I would just like do this.
You have to laugh. I just like, is anyone intrigued?
Yeah. I would just do this awkward thing of like, I remember I tried to do some like bit about like having an Oedipus complex, like just wanting to fuck your mom.
Yeah.
So I just said something. It was like, you ever think about fucking your mom? And the room was just like, I heard one guy goes, oh. He just looks down. He just goes, oh.
Just someone from the back, retire, man. It's not your thing.
Get off, brother. It ain't for you.
Dogs, do they read your magazines when you're not home?
Yeah. No?
All right. I'm Noel Miller. Thank you guys.
Thank you guys very much. Yeah. I remember the first mic I did, I wore the tightest shirt on earth. And I remember going up there, the guy who's breaking me into comedy, he was like, man, you couldn't get a bigger shirt? You're making me look bad. I'm like, hey, fuck you, man.
That's awesome. That's a great thing for a mentor to do, is make you feel self-conscious before you go up on stage for the first time.
Oh, man, he was good.
You look like shit. Get up there, dog.
Yeah, get up there and say something funny. Yep. Dude, when you talk to like comedians who've like been on the road and like have done like a lot of rooms, it's crazy just like the weird things they understand. Yeah. Like I was talking to him the other day about like that fucking school shooter bit I do, and he's like, that's funny, but it's negative all the way through. When you bring up this, you should make it positive, and you get the crowd. Like, it just weird little shit like that they understand about people. And I think that's the biggest thing about comedians who don't have 100,000 followers on fucking Twitter, but have done 100,000 people worth of crowds. It's like they have this understanding of like just how crowds react and how people work as a group, which is always interesting to me.
I think that's really interesting.
Yeah, I think when I say like you can do the same performance in the crowd, I'll tell you the difference. And what the way I do performance art on the internet, just to see what people would believe. I think every stand-up set is a fucking like social experiment.
Yep.
You know, like what are people going to laugh at? What are people? It's really interesting.
Yep.
Because it's entirely contextual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same person could do the exact same joke and no one would laugh.
Yeah.
Would laugh, but you know, the other person would have the room in stitches.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring up
just so funny
a weird thing related to this. So, Alina's been watching a Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, and she was like, "You need to watch this show. It's super interesting." I'm like, "All right, whatever." So I watched two episodes, and the one I watched last night was about a comedian. I'm like, oh, this should be crazy. And
what is the concept of the show?
So the show is actually kind of interesting. It's basically just five gay dudes find like the show finds a guy who's like kind of not like a loser, but it's like a dude who pretty much hasn't grown up in some way. Like the first episode I watched was fucking sad as shit. This dude's dad, he was living in his grandma's house where his dad died, and he gave his dad CPR like while he was having cardiac arrest, and like his dad died in his arms. And like from that point, he never, like, he didn't change anything in the house. He was living in his mom's like childhood bedroom with all of her old furniture. Like his, like mentally he was like frozen in this like shitty place.
His mom's childhood bedroom?
Yeah. So it was his grandma's house. And then his, And so like they used to live there as a family, and then she moved out because she couldn't handle it because like her husband died there. Yeah. And then
Jesus fuck.
Yeah, he just stayed. Yeah. So it's like
dark as fuck.
Super dark. So then they came in, and then I was thinking like, oh, this is gonna be some goofy reality TV show, but nah, like they like flipped it around, but like they took parts of like his mom's furniture and his grandma's furniture and like flipped the house so it was like still his place, but whatever. So that one was like a super positive thing to watch. The second one, it was a stand-up comic living in his parents' house, and his brother was a comic too, and his brother had like moved out, and he like hits the road, and he's like doing well. So he was like the not good comedian. But what was crazy was, so one of the dudes, he was actually on The Real World for Philly. His name's Karamo. Do you remember this dude? He had I remember back when he was on that show, he would like try to act like super tough. And he had like this clip that they would just run on MTV all the time of him like spazzing because he was like, man, it's hard for me, bro. And everyone in the house is like, What is hard for you? Because I think he had a date or something. And he's like, because I'm gay. And then the whole house was like, Karamo, it's fine.
Like, we don't care.
No one cares. But like, whatever. So he's one of the dudes on that show. And he came in and he was like, dude, this is like, I didn't think he was going to be able to give him comedy advice. He booked the guy for a show at an American Legion Hall with like all like war veterans and like old people. And he was like, if you can make this crowd laugh, you can make any crowd laugh. And the thing I don't see in you is that confidence that tells me that you're a comedian. He's like, you don't say it anywhere on social media. I don't get that vibe when I talk to you. So he just puts him up in front of these old people and he's like, do your set. And he does it and it kind of bombs. And then he gets out and then like he makes him talk to all the people in the room. He's like, did you like his set? What did you not like about it? And all of them were like, your delivery. So he's like, you see, your jokes are fine. Your delivery sucks shit. So then like, then they give him that, they make him over and then they book him for a show at the,
wait, what? So he just breezes over the past where they make him over.
Yeah.
So they like, give him like an outfit and shit?
Oh nah. Like, yeah. Like they change his wardrobe. They cut his hair. Like it's like some, okay, huh. It's really like minor, okay, shit, in my, okay, opinion. It's like he's got to, you know, if someone doesn't take care of themselves, you know, you just cut your hair, get rid of your,
okay,
beard.
I see.
It's real basic,
right,
shit.
Right.
So then they bring him out to this show, and I was laughing because I'm like, he's been doing comedy for a while, and this was his most productive show ever because it was the only show where all his friends were fucking honest with him.
Yeah.
They were all like, well, you were really good. Like, you were not staring at the floor, and I always felt like that was a problem in your set. And they just never told him that.
Like, why didn't you fucking tell me that before?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know how he wasn't fucking furious. He's like, so you guys just let me bomb for like 10 years before you finally told me.
Your friends will, but too.
Yeah.
I finally had to go on Queer Eye for the straight guy.
Yeah.
They were the ones that were honest with me. Yeah.
So good.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. Anyway, stand up.
Stand up.
Why did you stop doing comedy for 2 years?
Well, I stopped doing sketch comedy. Okay. I stopped posting online content for 2 years. I don't know. I just was like, I was over it. I was doing it too much, you know, and I wasn't doing stand up enough.
Yeah.
So I kind of got burnt out.
So you like stand up more?
Yeah, I love live comedy. Yeah. Live comedy is so addicting. You know?
Yeah.
Sketch comedy is just, it's not that many, it's just so much you can do.
Yep. I feel that.
Yeah.
Because at a point, sketch is like, I don't know. It's not like a film. You can't like bring some, you can bring a crazy premise, but after a while, I feel like sketch, the beats start to all feel similar. Yeah. And like it just maxes out at a point.
Yeah. But I mean, then again, then you're driven to new places like fucking Lil Scream or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I watched that. I was like, this is the most creative sketch I've ever seen in my entire life.
I was laughing.
This is the most creative Instagram video I've ever seen.
I was laughing so
hard. Did you write that shit?
Yeah. Actually, I only did that because I was like, I feel like rapping.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
It was a good verse.
Lil Scream.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I have a history in battle rap and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I've watched a few of your battles.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When did you use to battle rap?
2013. I started doing battle rap right when I started doing stand up.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Where?
Arlington, Texas, and Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay.
What was the name of the league again?
DFW Battle League.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what does that entail? What
battle
is
rapping?
What is a battle?
I mean,
what does that entail?
It's a lot of theatrics, really. It reminded me of wrestling.
Yeah.
For those guys.
Yeah.
Because the guys who do battle rap aren't, you know, inherently gangster. They like rapping.
Yeah.
You know, they like rhyming.
Yeah.
Probably poets and shit like that.
Yeah.
And they put on this facade, like, I'm tough. I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to kill you. But they're just geeks. They really just really like, you know, they're really just nerds, rap nerds.
Yep.
And is it freestyle or do you know who your opponent is?
Yeah, you know.
Pre-write?
Yeah. You, most people write. Everybody writes. I freestyled a lot. Yeah, memorize. I freestyle a lot. It's just like stand up, you know. You got the shit you write and then you can riff.
Yeah.
Most battle rappers stick to what they write. I riff a lot.
The thing that's also interesting to me always about battle rap, like there's no beat. So you have time to riff. And I feel like a lot of dudes were always afraid to try to do that.
Yeah.
Cause like they feel like they have to keep a certain rhythm because it's like a little bit like wrestling. They want to keep up that performance. But like, I don't know.
Most rappers really can't freestyle because that's like a whole other skill. You know, that's improv.
Yep.
So they stay away from that.
Yep.
Like a lot of times, even when like a lot of rappers go on like Sway and they got into the Five Fingers of Death freestyle, they can't. They're like spitting like written shit.
Yeah.
It's always written unless it's like two or three different certain rappers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless it's someone like, was it Tory Lanez or something? Goes up there and he's like naming shit in the room. Or like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
That shit's so impressive.
Yeah.
Riff Raff. When someone does that, really good.
Riff Raff?
He's really good at freestyling. A lot of, like, he's not, you know, a lot of people would hate on him, but he's so good at fucking freestyling.
I believe it.
Kodak Black is a good freestyler. Yeah. Mensa is a good freestyler. Ray Shrumman, both of them cats are really good.
They're fucking great. Did you watch that? It's like a 20-minute one of both of them on Sway. It's so good.
And that's what I love. I love the art of freestyling. And that's really what I tried to do with battle rap. I love freestyling.
Yep. How many people are at like a battle rap event?
I mean, bro, these days, it's fucking, I mean, King of the Dot and Smack they're huge.
Really?
They're huge. You know, Full Screen tried to sign Smack.
What?
When I was working at Full Screen... Smack for everyone. Oh man, this is such like a, I feel like Smack is still like a niche thing. Smack is a dude, he started a DVD in New York where he would like film rap battles and rap beef and shit. So Smack was in the Full Screen office. I'm sitting there like writing code and I look up and he's in there with
Norbs or?
No, he wasn't with any of them. I forgot who he was with, but he walks in and I'm like, I'm looking around. I'm the only dude like, yo, that's Smack, son. And I wanted to walk up to him and be like, yo, and just pull out all the New York. And I'm sure that would have floored him and be like, a fucking engineer here knows what Smack
is. Yeah.
But like, I didn't say shit. He's not that big in real life.
He doesn't seem that big.
No, I mean, he doesn't. But like when I saw him in person, I'm like, oh, we're like basically the same height. We're like same size dude. Anyway, King of the Dot and Smack do like a pay-per-view type streaming.
Really?
Yeah.
And they have like people that buy?
Yeah.
So do you make a lot of money if you're a good battle rapper?
Well, if you're the best.
Yeah.
Because I think like Hollow and like Lux were charging like 20 and 40 bands.
Yep. Yeah.
For a battle.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. But it's a lot like wrestling. Like it really depends on like if you're hot. And like that can flip real quick.
Yeah,
it can.
It can take one battle, and like you're not cool anymore. A dude who's very consistent, and you, Big K, you listen to this dude.
Yeah.
He's this white dude from where the fuck is he from? I don't know. He's tough as shit. Mm-hmm. Like this dude, I believe him. I believe half the shit he says.
That's what it's about. If I don't believe you, I can't.
I can't. Yeah. Yeah.
I hate battle rappers. That's
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's such like a performance thing. It's WWF to the fullest.
That's really why.
I mean, most rap kind of is.
Yeah, but like there are some rappers. I mean, X clearly punches women. Like.
Yeah. But he doesn't rap about punching women.
This is true. But it's like when he says he's going to do some wild shit, I believe it because he's got like pending shit.
Yeah.
Not that you need pending charges to be a good rapper.
Like when TK raps about shit, I believe that.
Yeah. Like I've. So I would, I don't know. I feel like the people who aren't that like aren't really about it go to battle rap.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I feel
that's. Like, I was like hitting people, and they were like, yeah, "Like, here's my thing." They'll be like, "We'll be rapping like I'll kill you, I'll punch you, if I stab you," and then I hit somebody, and they're like, "Yo, you're bad for the culture." Hey man, no, you know we don't promote violence.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Like. So there's a dude, Math Hoffa. He's been in like he's like lost his temper on stage many times. Like he knocked out a rapper, Sirius Jones.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
like he had just had it, and then the dude Sirius like got in his face, and he just popped him.
Oh wow!
This is the second time he's done some shit like that, and then everyone,
that's what people want to see.
But everyone flipped on him. They were like, "Oh man, this is supposed to be about peace and unity, and it's hip hop, and we don't bring that here." And,
yeah,
and they like torched him for it.
Yeah. But it's like the entire culture is violence.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about violence. Everybody raps about how many, you know, how
guns,
much guns and how they're going to kill you.
The best battles are like the two dudes who are on like a undercard where no one knows who they are and the homies actually got shit on them.
Yeah.
They're rapping like, I'm really going to kill you right now. Those are the best battles.
Yeah.
You can tell like who's really about that shit because their entourage is behind them. They're quiet.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. They don't go like, woo!
They're standing there like, just do something.
When they have two hands in that, something, that, the two hands in a sweater or the pants is like, all right.
I could always tell. Like, I could tell who has a gun.
Yeah.
And like at those battles.
Yeah. Really?
You're not going to be wooing it if you have a gun on you.
Yep.
You're going to be really low key about this.
Yeah.
No, you're going to fire that shit in the air. Dude. That was heat.
Don't give that shit to David. You know how he gets.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
That'll be a pretty cool hype, man.
Yep.
That's my boy right there.
Whole crowd.
Oh. Oh, fuck. No, it's celebratory shots.
No, everybody. Hey, everybody.
Friendly shots.
Calm down.
Calm down. Hey, calm down.
Chill out, man. Dude, you can look up. There's an old battle with Math and I think Averb. He passes off like a little 22 in the middle of the battle. Like, it's just like a frame where he's like, yo, take this from me.
He's like, I'm getting too heated.
Yeah.
I can't trust myself.
I might pull this out right now. Just shoot him in the nipple.
Great aim.
Yeah.
Shoot him in the nipple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, singed it.
What the fuck?
Bro.
What's the goal with battle rap?
Just to.
Disrespect.
Yeah, just respect.
And just to have a crowd like you.
Yep.
That's really what it comes down to. Had a crowd
I guess
like you.
If you can do that, you can write a verse for any song about anything, right?
No.
No?
Most battle rappers can't make music.
They can't.
Their music is terrible.
Why?
Because it's...
You can't write a beat?
No, it's like, it's too, like, it's performative. Too,
yeah.
Like, it's just all about the lyrics. Like, they have no concept of music, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you listen to any battle rapper song, it's always, like, some boom bap, New York, like... Yeah,
because battle rap is a lot punchline.
Yep.
And a lot of the, especially rap and music now, like it's not about punchline, it's about the flow and
and the vibe, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever record your shit? You ever like make music?
Yeah, for sure. I'm pretty cool with music.
Really?
Yeah, but I never wanted to like be like, hey guys, I'm a rapper now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why you just make an alias and just.
Yeah,
put shit out anonymously.
It's so weird. Like when you, I feel like people judge music. Like if you just want to fuck around, it's like, oh, they're rappers now. It's like, no, it's just like, we're just trying it out.
Like, yeah. I mean, it's just another form of like what we all do.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why. Like there's this, like the YouTube rapper shit is like, it's weird, but at the same time, like I don't judge it too hard. I'm like, all right, even if it's whack, like you can't say what people can and can't make.
It's funny because if you even rap a little bit, you're a rapper immediately.
Yeah.
But it'll take so long for someone to call you a comedian. You can be doing that.
Yeah. Dude, that's so true.
So true.
That's so fucking true.
God damn it. Yeah, I bet people are like, oh, Tiny Meat Gang. They some rappers.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all.
Yo. Thanks, bro. Just doing the most. That's a 5-track dick joke right there. That's a 25-minute penis joke.
That's our legacy now. That's a legacy. That'll go down.
I fuck with it. This shit's hot.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks, Doc.
Yeah, we're going to come out with our Tiny Meat Gang Battle Rap League. This is a perfect segue for that.
Yeah, you can only rap about how small your opponent's dick is. That's only...
It's a real niche market.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm up real for small, it. Real small niche.
Yeah, real small. Oh, dude, it just turns into like a tiny dick support meeting. Inverts like half, like 6 months in, like, you know, we're gonna up each other, fellas. We're going to talk about... How big? Man. Pause. Yeah, man.
One day, man.
That's crazy. So when did you stop battle rapping, you would say? Did you do it for like a year? Or?
Yeah, I did it for a year. I think my last battle was with like, I don't know if you've seen the one with Hero. And he had like, he said something about one of my dead homies or some shit. And like,
what?
All of my niggas spazzed. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And, that's one of them where his homies was in there with a gun. He was just like.
Yeah. Is that on YouTube or anything?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. I'm a battle rap song.
I'm gonna watch that shit.
Yeah.
After this for sure.
Yeah.
And but yeah, I had to stop because you know I was always fighting and shit, and I was coked up for a lot of those battles.
Really?
Man, yeah. I used to coke real bad.
Really?
Clean now, but yeah.
Oh wow! Congrats for doing coke, not for being clean. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my god!
I'm joking.
No,
bro. That's good.
I kind of see, but dude, I see how like battle rap could be bad for that habit because it is such an amped like experience, I would say, between people being there, the crowd. Like if you look at a King of the Dot battle now, it looks like a WWF match. They do like a full stage, but it's like four ways. It's basically a ring without the ropes.
Yeah.
And they sit there and battle on that. And it's like battle rappers now look like they do steroids. Like they're all 6'5". Yeah. They all work out. They're fucking huge.
Yeah.
And they're just always nose to nose. It's just the whole time, it's like this big tease. Like who is going to swing?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Spoiler, so you're saying you'd want to be on coke for something like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
I just feel like for a performance, I've never understood like being in a different state of mind other than sober for a performance. Like the only thing I ever want to be is...
I never did coke before the battle. I did coke like... for the parking lot after the
okay.
Let's be clear.
Now, I get that. I understand.
The
that.
Parking lot is the real performance.
Now we're going to see all that shit you said. If it's real. This dude, Pat Stay, everyone would
I
say.
I love Pat Stay.
He's great. He's this fucking like 6'7", roided out dude from Nova Scotia.
I love Pat Stay.
Yeah.
Weird place to be from.
Super weird. So he's battling this dude, Big K. And dude, this was recent. Big K was where the fuck you from? Nova Scotia? He's like, oh, what? You mad? Was I supposed to know it? Like basically saying like your city ain't shit, dog. Yeah. And then he started making fun of him for like being big. He's like, you can hit the weights. Weights don't hit back.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That Big K is like, if you guys have any interest, that's the one to go look up.
Yeah, I love Big K.
All right. Crazy rap.
Little homework after this.
Yeah, a little homework. So
Victor Pope.
Victor Pope's
battle raps.
Battle raps. Did you do this Victor Pope or Southside Vic?
Southside Vic.
Southside Vic. All right.
So just look up Southside Vic versus Big K versus anybody because it's all funny. Yeah. Anyway.
And when did you move to LA?
I've been here for a year.
A year?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What? Recent. That's it? Mm-hmm. I feel like I was hanging out with you here.
Longer than that? Visiting.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
How do you like LA?
I love LA.
Better than
so,
Texas?
So many. I don't know about that. But yeah, better than Texas. The only thing I miss about Texas is my family. But you know, I'm a Texas boy. I love Texas. But LA is so dope. So many opportunities. So beautiful out here. The women are suck, but I hate the girls out here. But yeah.
You got to get wifed up out here, I would say. I mean, you don't have to, but I think it's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
Rent.
I think it's
only benefit. It's because of the rent price. Just kidding, Alina. We're just kidding.
I'm 6 years deep. She's already heard that joke.
Anyway. Heard on that stage?
Joke. Yeah.
If you know on stage, no, she's seen it.
I used to do this like semi-hacky shit that talking about how people stay together just because of the rent.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
People don't actually love each other. And as soon as someone gets fired, that's when the love ends. Like, baby, I got laid off. Ooh.
I don't think I've ever lived
listen,
with
I've been
a girl.
Thinking.
You never?
When I was younger, like fucking 16, 15.
Okay.
You moved in with a girl when you were 16?
And it was my baby mama's.
Okay.
We had a kid. So I was like, yeah.
How many kids do you have?
Just one.
How's he or she doing?
He pretty cool.
Yeah.
He actually coming out here for spring break.
So oh, nice.
That's dope. He's going to be 9 in May.
Holy shit.
Your son is mega, like, adult, man.
Yeah, he's a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I was like, what do I don't have to do anything.
Like, they like, text each other.
No way. Yeah. Like, that's fucking crazy. I mean,
whatever. He FaceTimed me at school. And he was like, yo, these are my friends. And they were like, hey.
Yo, what? I'm his dad.
So, I was doing a show at the HaHa. What the fuck did he text you? Yeah, we were sitting there. Oh, he goes, is mayonnaise an instrument?
What the fuck? Is mayonnaise an instrument?
Yes, he's funny.
I was just laughing because Vic is like looking at his phone. He's got
That's a Nicoletti tweet right there.
Yeah.
Swear to God.
Super.
He gets comedy. He's really funny.
Yeah.
Is he?
He gets it. He definitely gets it.
Yeah. That's fucking hilarious, man. So you still live in North Hollywood?
Yeah, I'm out in NoHo. I love NoHo.
Are you still, like, what's the goal? Stand up?
Yeah.
Writing?
Yeah, just to survive off live comedy.
Okay.
Writing's cool, you know. I've been writing for Super Deluxe for the last year. That's some change. Writing's cool, but there's nothing like live comedy. Sketch is cool. But I think I really only like sketch because it's like an extension of comedy, stand up to me, you know. Like mm-hmm. when you establish the premise and then you go into the you know, acting it out, and that's what sketch is for me. So yeah. I love stand up.
Yeah.
It's just the act of getting on stage and the politics of shit sucks out here.
Oh yeah. Just getting that time.
But yeah. Yeah, that's the goal. Live stand up, live comedy. But
that's what's up.
Working on some shit.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm working on some shit. July, y'all be on the lookout in July, okay. Dropping some shit.
Oh, man. Shit.
Yeah.
Where's it going to be? Can you say?
I can't even tell you.
Can't even talk about it.
You
just got to build the hype.
Just July.
It's like a sequel to...
It could be Cadet Kale, too.
Cadet Kale. Yeah.
Remember.
Poised to win a... Damn Oscar, I don't even know the fucking name. Also, that shit you did on Instagram of the kid that looked like you, who was that kid? He doesn't even really look like you. It's like a little bit off.
He doesn't. Somebody sent me a picture of him and
it looks like you. With like a weird face. You're like, I got some work done. And I was like, did you get your face 2 inches wider?
I was fucking howling just the like, first time I saw it. I'm like, what the fuck did you do to your forehead, bro?
Somebody sent me a picture of him, and I'm just like, yo, he kind of looks like me. And I was like, I scrolled through my camera. I feel like fucking my followers today. Posted them. Got some work done. Everybody's like, what happened?
Oh, my God. So good. Like,
you fucking think this is me? And I keep posting them. I keep posing them, and people in the comments like, yo, that's not him. Look at his hair. Look at his fucking face.
That's not him.
And then
I can tell by his sideburns a little bit, too.
He reaches out to me, and I'm like, oh, dope.
Yeah.
Can you make me this video reading this? And, you know, he's reading it kind of like slow and shit.
Yep.
He's like, you know, he's not like a performer. So.
No.
Like, hey, I'm Victor Pope Jr. I'm going to be making content soon. Let me comment what type of content.
No, but it was like, it was the perfect delivery.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was like weirdly slow about it.
Yeah.
Like, what happened? Did you get an accident? Or
bro, no, let's talk about the goddamn baby mama raffle. And he fucking, bro.
So wait, I didn't watch that one.
Oh, my God. Please tell this.
Well, I did a raffle to be my next baby mama.
Hold on. Wait, is this different from the twin thing? Or the,
Just wait.
Okay, yeah.
Actually, let me finish the twin.
Yeah, I want to know, because then he had a twin, right?
He had a twin. And when he told me that, I fucking orgasmed. I said, what? I said, yo. So he came out. Everybody was like, yo, this isn't you. Is this him? What happened to Victor? People think I'm being abducted or some shit. So I have him do a video, and he's like, hey, I'm sorry, guys. You got me. I'm not the real Victor Pope Jr. Then I have his twin come from behind him. I'm the real Victor Pope Jr. And I just got to hear
it. I cried when I saw that shit. It's so fucking funny.
Bro, the goddamn...
I'm going to bring it up right now and play it.
The fucking odds of a twin. You like... Holy shit.
I know.
That is just...
Yeah, it was just too dope, man. He's amazing. We still in contact. He actually started... After that, he does sketches now.
Okay.
Before, he was just like rapping. And like now, he does sketches. Okay. And I'm for it.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck yeah.
But yeah, he's dope. He like has comedian in his bio now. It's like some... It's really weird. God.
Yeah.
I love him. He's dope. He's like dope as fuck. He's funny, too. So check him out. Twin Season. TWINSZN.
That's hilarious. He's bro.
He's got like a business email in his bio and everything now.
It's mine.
Yeah. Victor Pope Jr. at gmail.com.
I want to play just like the audio.
Of
the twin
shit. Yeah, bring that up. That shit is classic. You know, man, it's...
Here we go. Wait.
You guys got me. I'm not the real Victor Pope Jr. I'm the real Victor Pope Jr. I just got a haircut. All right, fine.
Dude, the delivery is perfect. They're both, they just have this like weird, like passive smile on the whole time.
Yeah,
I'm the real Victor Pope Jr.
That shit is hilarious.
It's your boy Vic, and I'm about to start making longer form videos for Instagram. So y'all let me know what type of content y'all want to see. Oh, and I want to thank everyone who complimented me on my recent plastic surgery.
Dude, it's so good.
I want to thank everyone who complimented my recent plastic surgery. Such a fucking funny thing to say. Holy shit. Here,
while we're at it, I'll play the scream. You mind if I do this? I'm
playing your videos on the fucking thing.
I'll play the scream. Well, scream.
He can't take all four of us. If we just rush him all at once, okay?
No, let's just call the police. I don't have any service. I don't have service either. I don't think anybody here has any bars.
Shit, who ain't got no bars? Yeah, that ain't screaming, bitch. Yeah, who y'all hiding from? Yeah, oh, that's me, bitch. Killing all your friends, huh? I'm on all the Zans, y'all. My ring costs all the bands. My knife, big ball of brand.
That's the funniest part. I was lolling at that. Dude, let's hit the stew after this.
Yeah,
I got some beats.
Yeah,
I'm definitely ready.
Yeah, Tiny Meat Gang featuring Victor Pope.
Yeah. No, Southside Vic.
Oh, yeah. Wait, no, hold up.
Yeah, what were you talking about before?
No, dude, so this to me, the twin thing is just like the first level of the inception of this shit. Number two is the Baby Mama Raffle.
Okay.
Oh, the second one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did a Baby Mama raffle before, and basically I just, you know, it was like 2,000 comments of girls writing random numbers, and I was writing them down on a piece of paper, and I draw them, and whoever I drew would be my new baby mama.
Okay.
Which, you know, don't be confused. Some people heard Baby Mama raffle. They thought I was giving a baby mama away. That wasn't the case.
Need to clarify. I'm not giving away a baby mama.
Like 100 people just got pissed. Yeah. Oh, what the fuck?
Man. I need that shit.
God damn it.
But yeah. So that was the first one. I like drew the child star for my wife and kids, and she didn't even enter, but you know,
yeah.
She commented. She was like, what the fuck? I was DMing her and shit, and we was just talking. She wasn't fucking with me, but you know what? And then I did a second baby mama raffle. All my friends were pissed that I rigged the first one. So the second one that I did, and everybody submitted. I said, I'm going to choose somebody real this time. And I said, you know what? I'm going to choose three real people. And so I did it every 2,000
times. And now, wait, sorry. Are you giving away three baby mamas?
No. To clarify, I was gaining three baby
mamas.
Gotcha,
okay.
And, you know, 2,000 comments again, like all these submissions. And I'm like, people really want to be my baby mama. And so I draw three. And instead of me doing it... I had twin season do the drawing, do the raffle. He pulled a number out, and then I voiced it over. So he was doing it, but it was my voice. And it started from down. The camera's on down here, and he's like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that when you just hear my voice. And then once he picks him out, he's like, the camera goes up at him. I was like, all right, guys. I want to thank you guys for participating.
The twin guy?
It's the twin.
The twin guy.
It's the twin.
Oh, man.
No way.
Yeah.
Dude, I was crying. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Was that like recent, or was that like part of the same series?
That was recent.
That was just a callback.
Yeah.
See, that's what I mean, man. No one uses Instagram for this kind of shit. No one calls back on Instagram.
Yeah. Bro, your Instagram stories are like, first of all, they look like a tax return with how many you got on that bitch.
Oh, what was the first one? Oh, the fucking taxidermy shit?
Yeah.
Woo! I got it. Oh, well, yeah. Dude, I got to fucking
fix the
replace
chair.
The chair. Here, if you just slam the leg in, it'll...
Okay.
Slam that leg in.
Yeah. It'll go in. Oh. So here.
Okay.
Yeah?
Nope.
But, sorry, I'm going to get rid of that chair.
No, wait. This dude is the only... man with like 64 posts and Instagram story that I'll actually watch all the way through because I know it's gonna be some shit. Yeah.
The dogfight thing was really funny. Like, that's just a straight up stand up bit.
Yeah,
it was. I was kind of mad because, like, fuck, I should have just
saved it. This one's called Hater Comments. So he posts some dude, Liam, whatever, posts on your comments. He says, can't stand Americans that talk like this. And Vic replies and goes, bro, I don't be under your taxidermy pictures like. I don't like the way you finish this rat's eyes. Why be negative? Just focus on yourself and the roadkill you dress up.
Fucking taxidermist coming from my crack.
Like one of the best disses I've ever heard.
And then I go through all of his.
And then you should. So takes a picture of a bird. This dude's stuff. Vic writes, "You should have gave him a Tweety Bird neck tat." And then it's like, what even is this?
That's like a, what's that, like a squirrel? A
hamster?
No, that's like an otter.
Yeah, it looks like an otter. But
oh, yeah. He cockeyed and it's your fault.
That's the funniest.
Boom. Go to sleep, bitch. Oh, my God.
Weird ass motherfucker.
Dude, he must have been so insecure after that point.
Yeah, what the fuck?
He just.
No one makes fun of my stuffed animals.
He takes the otter to his wife. Are these eyes off to you?
Do you really think it's she's missing like, a ladybird or like Tweety Bird neck dot?
Yeah. Bro, everyone, if you are not familiar, definitely go check out Vic's Instagram. There
yeah,
is.
Yeah, follow that. Victor Pope Jr. It's just, you know, VICTORPOPEJR. Just yeah. Straightforward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool on there.
Lots of fucking shit to laugh at.
Yeah.
I look at.
And edits.
And
for
edits.
Deborah Jo Rupp.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you're looking for that.
Yeah. People, my friend Joe, he said my Instagram has like arcs.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. There are storylines. It's like seasons.
Yeah.
Oh, did you check out Victor Pope's season 7 posts? Oh, man. These are insane. I bet you there's like a subreddit somewhere like overanalyzing all your posts.
Yeah.
And that'd be dope.
Yeah. And like. Did this this taxidermy thing is a meta commentary.
Yeah, does this go along with the storyline of the whole account?
Yeah, or
because as you know, it's just one big narrative.
Yeah, no, this is a subplot. Disgusting.
Yeah.
Police brutality and various other deep issues.
I would like that.
Yeah. Are you acting at all? You acted in your own sketches for mm-hmm. Super Deluxe.
Yeah.
Is that something you want to explore?
Yeah, but I'm on an exclusivity contract until June or July. Mm. I might renew, who knows? Probably not. Shout out to Super Deluxe. But you know, really shout out to Super Deluxe. Y'all are cool guys. So I can only act in the shit that they do.
Got it.
But is that something you want to do?
Yeah, like long-term? I do want to act. I feel like I'm a pretty cool actor. So yeah. That's something I want to do.
Oh yeah, you guys worked on the last effort for Vine. What was it called?
Yeah.
Camp Unplug. Yeah.
Is that where we met for the first time?
That is definitely where we
crazy,
met.
Crazy, man. Also, I just had Drew and Danny on 2 days ago.
Wait a second.
Oh, yeah. I love Drew and Danny.
Weird name for a camp. Unplugged? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's mm-hmm.
Well, it's supposed to be like a metaphor.
Yeah.
Not really a metaphor.
Yeah.
Camp Unplug.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No yeah. phones. Yeah. That was like a...
Camp
was,
Butt Plug.
Yeah.
It more was like... That's what they should have called it.
Camp Butt Plug. I don't know. I just thought it was like a camp where they're going to teach y'all how to pull out. It's just like anyway. Yeah, how was that? I've never.
It was good.
It was cool.
It was cool.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Everybody was pretty cool.
It was just fun. It was just like, it wasn't really that intense of a production.
Okay. Yeah.
And we kind of just, like, I don't know, just chilled and had fun, joked around, got drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, we got lit.
Mm-hmm. Only the Viners over 18, of course.
Yeah. 21.
21. I mean,
yeah.
You were in Canada.
Yeah, we were in Wisconsin. Drinking age is 16 there.
Yeah.
So.
Is it? Oh, crazy. No wonder. Yo, you remember that little kid on Vine who would like twerk? Nah.
No. Yeah.
That hard silence. No, Vic knows what I'm talking about. He's like a little bald-headed kid.
Okay.
No, I followed a different twerking kid. Oh. I followed a lot of twerking kids.
There's a whole sub-community of twerking children.
Twerking children. Now he had like... Anyway, there's this one song. It's like a remix for like a song by Rihanna that like went super viral. And I was sitting in a restaurant... And it played, and I'm like, I hate that this song reminds me of a twerking kid. Like, there's nothing else that comes to mind, and I'm just sitting there trying to eat whatever the fuck, my fries, and be like, I'm not.
Vine is so influential.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, people really just don't really realize, like, how many people really came from Vine. Like,
yeah.
DC, Youngfly, Cardi B.
Yep.
Like, the fucking, like, so many people. Like,
wait, what?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, they were both
Cardi
on Vine.
Cardi B and DC Youngfly?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's where they first got their audience?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. DC was...
I had no idea.
Was he doing the roasting on Vine? I forget.
Yeah, he was doing roasting.
Yeah.
And like freestyles and shit.
Yep. And then...
so many people.
And Instagram like that, you know, bring that ass here, boy. Yeah. Like that's...
Dude, there's been like a weird like uptick in like first it was the Vine compilations on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Of people on Twitter being like, all I do is watch Vine compilations and like Vines that make me not want to kill myself.
Yeah,
and
whatever.
Videos like that were like popping off. Now it's Vine parties. Everyone is fucking having, every college student in America is having Vine party, Vine themed parties.
Yeah.
And there's videos of these parties going viral
and
of like people dressing up like Nick Coletti and going, "What'd you say, Kyle?" or whatever.
To which I say, we have the originals. Like, we can just watch those. Oh, yeah. They're not good remade. You know what I'm saying? Like, just watch the original. Just leave it at that.
It's weird. It like left this giant void.
Yeah.
Are you going to get on the second one?
Yeah. So many people are going to be on there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think.
I just wonder if it's going to.
But something in me is like, you know, I want to be like, why would I go back in my career? And I don't know. But I mean, app is going to be on fire for 2 months.
Yep.
I just wonder if it's going to pick up where it left. Well, it kind of died for a reason.
Yeah.
And then people are like, oh, you know, it has this legacy now. People miss it.
Yeah.
But I don't think people realize that they actually don't miss it. They just miss the memory of Vine and they just miss, because they had it.
Yeah.
You could have used it.
That's true.
When it was dying, but nobody did. That's why they killed it off.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? It's weird.
Yeah, well, here's where I think it could be good is I think that I feel like when Instagram upped it to a minute, and like Snapchat now, you can just sit and hang. It'll auto post like 7 thing. I don't know. I feel like Vine might just, I don't know, like a little more pure form of the internet where it's like not edited. There aren't face filters. It's not like this serious fucking thing.
Yeah. That's a good point, actually.
I feel like that was like the good part of Vine. Because when people use Vine like a fucking personal journal, like how they use Snapchat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that was the dope part of it. But people aren't going to be on it like that. People are going to be on it trying to get famous and trying to, for the creators.
Yeah.
Trying to watch it. So we'll see. But I think Vine 2 is going to be hot for like 3 months. It's going to be fucking crazy when it first starts. It's going to be something new.
Yep.
And that people really fucking want. But they don't really want that shit. You know?
Yeah. I don't know, man. A little piece of me thinks that it could definitely work.
Yeah.
Because that's what a consumer app needs to like prove whether or not it is like it's going to work, is that it needs like an instant audience.
Yeah.
And Vine 2 will have that. It's going to have a million people that are going to be on it right away.
Yeah.
So like there's knockoffs that have a gigantic user base right now just because people are so like anticipated.
Yeah.
Not the right word, but yeah.
Even the fucking Musical.ly.
Yeah.
How many people just re-uploaded to that and like people still do weird short form on there? Like
Flipagram has like a... A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. Flipagram is still not dead.
Some people like Flipagram famous.
Yeah.
That's so fucking weird.
Yeah. It's such a strange thing to be app famous.
Facebook fame is the weirdest thing to me. Like, I wonder if these people that make Facebook sketches like walk down the street and like 80-year-old people come up to them and go, "Yo, you're that dude from that like girls be like girls Facebook be like video." Sketch.
Like, yeah, I'm what's up, Peaks?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Wow, dude, big fan of your vids.
Yeah,
all my second cousins repost those things.
Bro, you know, first of all, I brought an entire production studio to Vine, so I skipped all the fun of Vine.
Mm-hmm.
I came in with all that fucking gear. Granted, I got my pass on Twitter with all that. It's so weird how still like those Vines I made still show up in like World Star comps, and like people would be like, "Yo, man, you on the World Star Vine, Dead Vine." Funny video.
You sparked so many fucking remakes of the
millionaire shit.
Yes,
that was crazy. Yeah. That was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I like because when I made it, I'm like, I for sure am not the first dude to do this. Like someone had to have done this already.
And those are like the best ideas.
Yeah,
you're like somebody's just done this already.
Yeah, at like Pornhub did their own version.
Yeah,
people in multiple countries redid it. Someone redid it recently, and people were like tagging my name in it, like, "Yo, he stole your Vine." I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, like, he can have this.
Mm-hmm.
Especially is that so far gone.
Yeah.
Like everybody.
3 years ago, man, it's dead. So for Vine 2, I've hired a production studio and I'm gonna be shooting.
That's great, man.
Yeah. 8K.
8K.
8K scripted content.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great, man. Yeah. Good to hear.
I hired Deacons. He did Blade Runner 2049.
Okay.
So he's going to be doing all the lighting.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you need a sound guy?
Yeah, actually.
You know,
That's dope.
Yeah. So
I wasn't asking for myself.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
Just curious.
Yeah. You need one?
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Yeah. That's cool. A lot of people need sound guys these days. That's nuts.
Anyway.
All right, man. You want to wrap it up?
I mean, I guess. How long have we been here? It feels
over
like,
an hour.
Really?
Yeah. It
felt like 15 minutes.
Yeah, no.
Time flies. It's been solid. About Avon and
Battle rap.
Yeah, no, this was great. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you guys for having me.
Of course.
That's dope, man.
You guys check out Victor on Instagram, Victor Pope Jr.
Yeah, do that.
Anything else?
I'm Victor Pope Jr. on everything.
Go see him live if he does shows.
Yeah. Be on the lookout for Cadet KL 2. and one. Mm-hmm. Instagram Victor Pope Jr., Twitter Victor Pope Jr. I don't really be on YouTube that much, but fuck it.
Yeah.
Get me on there, Victor Pope Jr. And yeah, man, love me.
Yeah. Hot shit dropping in July.
Yeah.
Any other funny stories you want to tell about shooting Cadet Kel?
I almost got kicked off the cast.
No way.
Yes.
How?
I was taking like, cause you know they the what's the fucking guy the PAs
yeah the PA
yeah I told him that he could take fucking all the like cause you know so much fucking food on
yeah.
And I told him he could take all of that shit home and I guess I shouldn't have told him that. Like what like well, how he, am I supposed
think,
to know
I he was, think he should know not to do that
that's
his fault so why y'all gonna get mad at the fucking main character on his head but yeah I got like a talking to but he was like yeah can I have all these Danishes and I'm like fucking know where they are dude
and, what kind of Danishes were they
I still really don't know what a Danish is. So when he asked me, I'm like, yeah, fucking take the Danish too. But the producer, Steve Harvey, he was like fucking pissed at me, man. So
what's Steve like in person?
When he's nice, he's amazing.
Okay.
When he's mad, I shit you not. His mustache hairs fucking stick up.
Oh, really?
Yes, like fucking whiskers and like he's just he's a very intense person, man.
Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
Steve Harvey's pretty nice.
No, he's nice. When he's nice, he's nice.
Okay.
But when he's mean, he's a fucking raging bull.
Really?
Looking at red. Yeah. But he's, you know, it's dope. I actually was hanging with him last week. He's pretty cool.
What were you guys doing?
Dice game.
Oh. Another dice game.
Dice game.
Wow. So you've been doing that pretty often.
Invited? This time.
Mm-mm. No, Steve Harvey and Tyler don't play dice together.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it gets too competitive.
Because they're both so good?
Yeah, they're so good.
Yeah.
So
I'm just, you know, that must have been a tough conversation when Steve was like, don't fuck with the Danish budget.
Yeah.
And that must have been
he's like, now we got to buy all new Danishes because you took all the Danishes home.
Yeah.
We were going to reuse the Danishes.
It's just
how much knuckle hair does Steve have?
He doesn't. He said he doesn't eat that shit.
Okay.
He said, I was like, yo, you don't wax your knuckles like Tyler? And he was like, I don't eat that shit.
Oh, sure. He was mad. Oh, so you didn't want to.
I don't eat that shit. I was like, all right, damn, Steve.
That's a really good, real good Steve Harvey impression right there.
I don't eat that shit. Yeah, man. I was hitting him on the dice. You know, he does that blinking thing he does on Family Feud.
Yeah,
whenever you win, he's like.
Oh.
Yeah, he does that shit. But yeah, shout out Steve Harvey. Man,
shout out Steve Harvey.
Everyone go watch Cadet Kel 1 and 2 when they drop.
Mm-hmm.
Dope.
Actually, 2 comes out before. No, okay, never
mind. All right, thanks for joining us, everyone. Peace. We'll be right back.